Well, a God morning to you. And being the first Sunday of the year, joyous, happy new year to you. Now, we ended 2015 teaching from Psalm 84. We're not finished. And therefore, I want to begin this new year going back to and developing words, in particular, one word that we find in Psalm 84. And we begin at the fifth verse where it says, "Blessed is the man," and let's eliminate the pronouns so that there's no misunderstanding. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in God, and in whose heart are the ways of God." Who's it talking about? The man called blessed, who, passing through the valley of Baca, which means weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. And God willing, we'll get back to that little phrase as we move on in today's teaching. It says, they go from strength to strength. Now, as we've explained before, the Hebrew word being translated here, blessed, is ashri or asher. And when this Hebrew Old Testament was translated by the so-called 70 Hebrew scholars, about between 300 and 100 years before Christ, which is called the Septuagint, when they translated the Hebrew into Greek, the word they use to translate Asher is Makarios or Makaros. And we explained how the best definition that we've ever heard of that word is to be a privileged recipient of God's favor. Now, this word translated blessed, Makaros, is so often, unfortunately, used in the church to show off the gifts of God as though, that is, you know, like money and houses and no problems and, you know, skip along through life as though they're on the yellow brick road out of the Wizard of Oz. And I say unfortunately because that's not the understanding that I have received of those whom God has called blessed. In fact, right here in the sixth verse, it says, who passing through? Doesn't say skipped over. Passing through the valley of weeping. The good news is, it says they pass through. But included is, or are, valleys of weeping. Now, we explained last week, or pointed out, that God, in His Word, does not give any reason for the valleys. It just says of that blessed man, that privileged recipient of God's favor, that they go through valleys of weeping. It doesn't say why. It doesn't give a cause. But it says, they, that is, the blessed ones, go from strength to strength. And the 12th verse and the psalm ends and it says, blessed the man that trusts in thee. Now, we have to always be mindful that this word blessed is also describing a state of being. And in fact, it's a permanent state of being. Nothing of the state of being a privileged part recipient of God's favor is going to change. With regard to that state of being, change will come. Valleys will come. These kind go, it says, they go from strength to strength. I want to I have you go to your Bibles and go to the first chapter of the book of Romans. And I'll just read for a bit. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he, that is God, promised aforetime by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Concerning his son, I put a circle around those words, Jesus Christ our Lord, because they're really out of place. They'll come up as we continue to read. But concerning his son, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, now we have Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom we have received grace and apostleship, King James says, for obedience to the faith. A more literal translation is by whom we received. Ilambano is the word, grace, unmerited favor, and apostleship, that is, one sent, not with his own message, but with the message of him who sent the one. For obedience to the faith. Now, I probably have exposed myself to dozens of different English translations of this phrase, for the obedience to the faith, and quite frankly, none really adequately describes what Paul said, or adequately translates what Paul said. The word being translated here, obedience, in the Greek, is hupakoe. And the word, it's a combination word, two words in the Greek, hupa, which means under, and akoe, hearing. And under hearing of faith. What it's talking about is under hearing if you will, with the mantle of trust, hearing of faith. The hearing of God's word with faith, with trust. With the attitude, God said it. Psalm 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." I want this year to be a blessed year. Jesus said in the 11th chapter of Luke, well, I'm going to take two verses. Verse 27 says, I hope you listen close to this. "And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. This woman is," and in the Greek it has different endings to sometimes indicate whether it's feminine or masculine. Obviously, in this case, this woman is talking about the mother of Jesus. And she says, and I'll use the Greek generic, Makarios is the womb that bare thee, and the paps that which thou hast sucked. We have the whole part in the church, which gives great attention to that woman's words. The response of Jesus was this, verse 28, "But he said," let's eliminate the pronoun, "but Jesus said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Jesus called Jesus Christ our Lord did not let that woman's statement stand, but he didn't condemn the woman. He just put the emphasis of the ones who are blessed, not on the one of who had the womb that bare him or the paps that he sucked, but he put and said, blessed are they that hear the word of God. Makarios, privileged recipient of God's favor that hear the word of God and keep it. You know, way back when I first got a Bible, I was like 26 years old, and I was on a Catholic retreat, which was overall a most wonderful exercise, but it was the first time I ever had a Bible, and I started reading it. And I'm not telling you that I read this particular verse, but I read plenty of verses like it, and you know, through the limited understanding I had at the time, I really, my first reactions were, I became very disenchanted with the Word of God. Because I read it the way it's translated. Blessed are they that hear the Word of God, and then I read, and keep it. And I'm going, oh man, that's not me. I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I thank God for His grace and the teacher He gave me and His Holy Spirit, which leads me and causes me to study, that I might receive the word of God aright, and I want to encourage those of you who participate in the God School with some further understanding than just a translation. Blessed, privileged recipient of God's favor, state of being, no condition of which will change, are they that hear the word of God and keep it. The word in the Greek is phulasso. It's root is in the word phylax, and it means a military guard, properly preserve by having an eye on. In Luke's description of the time that Christ was born, it says the shepherds were in the field keeping their sheep. And in that context, it's referring to an uninterrupted, vigilant shepherd show in keeping their flocks. Another word with the same root is means exercising unbroken vigilance as a military guard. This word means keep watch over, keep secure. It emphasizes the needed vigilance to keep what is entrusted. Philosso is often used in the New Testament in the Greek middle voice. This writer says, meaning personally on guard against, stressing the constant personal interest involved with the guarding. I would say not just personally involved but for your own sake. So, we could translate this 28th verse of Luke 11, where Jesus said, yea, rather blessed, privileged recipients of God's favor are they that hear the word of God and personally, for their own sakes, guard it. Keep it safe. Keep it with them. Staying in the Word. Not only they that hear the Word of God, but that hear it with or under, that are hearing under faith. I hope you're receiving this. And while I say that, I want to go back to Romans, this fifth verse, it says, Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom we have received, ilambano, this word This word involves not only being recipient, but the word also involves the recipient in grabbing hold of. And as the verse goes on, grabbing hold of in faith. Not only ears that hear, but with the hearing of faith. And we have often taught here that faith is acting upon God's promises. We could just as easily say in the context of today's message that faith is grabbing hold of. And keeping guard of that most valuable treasure to those who are receiving it with faith, the Word of God. Blessed is the man whose strength is in God. And in whose heart are the ways of God. Well, Don, can you give me a little bit more understanding of that grabbing hold of that underhearing of faith? Of these blessed ones, the psalmist tells us, they go from strength to strength. Romans 1:17 says, from faith to faith. Paul tells us in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 14th verse, it says, knowing that he, that is God, which raised up the Lord Jesus, shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. He He says, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. From strength to strength, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward that new creation in Christ Jesus, that which causes us to become now a dual creation. The old man with its flesh, with all its wants and desires, which Paul tells us in Galatians, wars against the new man, the one born again, the one who is hearing the word of God, who is under the hearing of the word of God with faith, with trust, that new man is renewed day by day. The one who looks at God's word as his or her most valuable treasure and guards it, is renewed day by day. This word translated renewed is, excuse me, only used once. Well, maybe twice. In the New Testament. And it's not found in any other Greek writings. No, the word is not found in secular writings. It is a cognate word. Anna, which means up, completing a process. And canoe, which means to renew. And it means to renew by moving from one stage to a higher, more developed one. The Greek word is anakenu. From strength to strength. Anakenu. Day by day. Do you want to know about the valleys of weeping? Paul continues, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a place of springs. The rain, and it's not a proper translation, King James says, the rain also filleth the pool. No. It's a covering. And to the blessed ones, the Word of God is a covering, and we are under the hearing of it, and we're faithing in it. We're receiving it by faith. We're grabbing hold of it. We're guarding it. And that blessed state of being, no portion of which ever changes, speaking of Makarios, here's what it says. While we look not at the things which are seen. How many churches today are pointing out, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. How great God has blessed me. And leave off the sick and the poor and the lame. They would somehow or other exclude many of whom God has called blessed by turning their attention on things that are seen. Why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, temporal. But the things which are not seen, eternal. Blessed Makarios, privileged recipient of God's favor, who hear the word of God and guard it, who have received grace and apostleship, each one of us in Christ Jesus, has a job in sending out the good news of Jesus Christ. Whether we're on the front line delivering it, or whether we are supporting the ones who are on the front line. To the hearing, to the under hearing by faith. My prayer for this year, as we continue to teach the Word of God, to declare the message of God, not of Don, but of God, that more will receive it, grab hold of the Word of God, with trust. And guard that word. And that's the God School for today.